Hello, this is Troy, and I'll be telling you a little bit about the illustration for this chapter on the Gospel of John. If you've ever read through the Gospel of John, you'll notice that John is very poetic. John uses a lot of metaphor. He uses a lot of symbolism. In the Gospel of John, you will find a reliance on light and darkness, on that as a metaphor. It's all over the place. Even in the beginning, John chapter 1, verses 4 through 9, John uses light to explain why it is that Jesus is coming. Because the world is dark, and Jesus is this light that leads to life. And so it doesn't matter what kind of light you want to term it. It could be a flashlight or the sun or a candle or even starlight, whatever it might be. Jesus is coming into the world as absolute light, as shedding light on God's way of life, on the manner in which God wants us to live. And otherwise, we're in darkness. There's no way out of that. As we think about the scriptures, I was thinking about the list of scriptures that we have there. One of the ones that caught my eye is John chapter 12. John chapter 12, verse 35 says, "Then Jesus told them, 'You are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, before darkness overtakes you. The man who walks in the dark does not know where he is going. Put your trust in the light while you have it, so that you may become sons of light.'" Now, that's an important part as we look at this idea of John 14:6 in terms of all of the scripture. Christians do not just walk by light. We don't just have a metaphorical a candle in our hands or a flashlight to walk this life. Christians not only have light, but we become light. We become light ourselves. That light is not just external, it becomes internal. And that's an important part as we read through the scriptures, that we become sons of God, we mirror him, and that light that Jesus brought is light that also comes into us. Definitely something to think about.